USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. If you polled American working families and asked them what stands in their way in order to achieve their best lives, you would find it in this Build Back Better bill. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirms this is what you want.
There's not disagreement about the fundamentals of what we're trying to achieve. And there is agreement that we need to address the climate crisis, that we need to cut costs for child care, for college, that we need to make it easier for women to rejoin the workforce. We need to rebuild and modernize our infrastructure. So there's agreement on that.
Lawmakers in Arkansas on Wednesday advanced a bill that would allow workers to opt out of their employer's COVID-19 vaccine requirement if they can prove they have natural antibodies against the coronavirus or if they are tested weekly. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
The New York Times published an opinion essay on Tuesday that imagined new designs for the American flag, some of which emphasized divisions and decline in the country. Combat veteran and congressional candidate Corey Mills was on Fox News and had some comments on this idea.
This is the woke military, the cancel culture, the we want to erase the American identity, the nuclear family, attack religion, etc. I think the stars and stripes look just fine on their own.
Breitbart News senior editor Rebecca Mansour congratulated the New York Times for writing the stupidest op-ed of all time. The former U.S. Director of National Intelligence says there was no concerning intelligence regarding China in the fall of 2020, rebutting General Mark Milley. Milley spoke with his Chinese counterpart in October 2020 and January. Milley said he conveyed that the United States was not going to attack China. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Senate parliamentarian said Wednesday that Democrats' Plan B to include amnesty for illegal immigrants could not be included in the sweeping social spending budget reconciliation bill. Democrats had sought to adjust the green card through registry date, most recently set at January 1, 1972, during the Reagan administration in 1986 to 2010, granting a pathway to legal permanent residency to illegal immigrants who can show they came to the United States before 2010. This $3.5 trillion bill includes everything the liberals have always wanted, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explained to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare, and we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare. Conversations about lowering the age of it, robust climate action, renewable energy, all of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, a.k.a. the reconciliation bill.
Mortgage application rates in the United States fell by 1.1% last week, driven by higher interest rates, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association Composite Index. The previous week ending September 10th saw applications increase by 0.3% in contrast to the week ending September 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.